This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. The government has decided to observe the 25th of June every year as Samvidhan Hatya Divas. On this day in 1975, former Prime Minister Indira Gandhi imposed an emergency in the country. In a social media post, Union Home Minister Amit Shah today said that the decision is intended to honour the spirit of millions who struggled to revive democracy despite facing inexplicable persecution at the hands of an oppressive government. He added that the observance of Samvidhan Hatya Divas will help keep the eternal flame of individual freedom and the defence of the country's democracy alive in every Indian. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Samvidhan Hatya Divas will serve as a reminder of what happens when the Constitution of India was trampled over. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that this day is also a day to pay homage to each and every person who suffered due to the excesses of the emergency, a Congress-unleashed dark phase of Indian history. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed on the role of BIMSTEC as an engine for economic and social growth, reaffirming India's commitment to a peaceful, prosperous, resilient and safe BIMSTEC region. The foreign ministers from the BIMSTEC member states today met Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi. The Prime Minister had fruitful discussions with the ministers on strengthening the regional cooperation in areas including connectivity, energy, trade, health, agriculture, science, security and people-to-people exchanges. During the meeting, Mr. Modi highlighted BIMSTEC's significance to India's neighbourhood first and look east policies as well as in its Sagar vision for security and growth for all in the region. The Supreme Court today granted interim bail to Delhi Chief Minister and Aam Aadmi Party convener Arvind Kejriwal in the money laundering case linked to the alleged liquor policy scam. A bench comprising Justices Sanjeev Khanna and Dipankar Datta referred to a larger bench the Delhi Chief Minister's petition challenging the arrest by the Enforcement Directorate. Mr. Kejriwal will, however, remain in custody since he was arrested by the CBI under the Prevention of Corruption Act in relation to the same liquor policy case on the 25th of last month. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today said that as a result of affirmative governance steps, a sea change has occurred in the country, particularly for the benefit of the youth. Mr. Dhankar was addressing the faculty and students of Narsee Monji Institute of Management Studies in Mumbai. The Vice President delivered the keynote address in a discussion titled Empowering India, the Role of Higher Education Institutions in Making Viksit Bharat 2047. The Vice President said that now the decision-making in our country is inspired by a transparent, accountable mechanism. He added that as a result of these decisions, we have witnessed an exponential growth in our economy. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Mumbai, Maharashtra tomorrow. He will launch Dedicate to the Nation and lay the foundation stone for multiple projects related to the road, railways and ports sector worth more than 29,400 crore rupees at NESCO Exhibition Centre, Goregaon. In the evening, Mr. Modi will visit the Indian News Service Secretariat to inaugurate the INS Towers. Nepal's Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachand today lost top executive post after failing to secure a vote of confidence in the parliament. Prachand lost trust vote as the largest party in his government, the Communist Party of Nepal, Unified Marxist-Leninist, withdrew support. Following the voting on the confidence motion, Speaker Devraj Ghimire announced that Prime Minister Prachanda's vote of confidence proposal was denied by a majority of members. BJP today continued its attack on the Karnataka government over the reported diversion of funds from the scheduled caste sub-plan and tribal sub-plan for implementing five guarantee schemes in the state. Briefing media in New Delhi, senior party leader and union law minister Arjun Ram Meghwal alleged that SC and ST welfare funds have been diverted to fulfill the poll promises related to guarantees made by the senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi, which is in violation of the constitution. And in Wimbledon, the first men's single semi-final between defending champion Carlos Alcaraz is underway. And that is the end of the